Dear friends at the Bellworth Park Catholic Community, this is Father Scott with another reflection. But before I begin, I want to say a few words in prayer for us, okay? Dear Father, please give us good health. Keep us safe. Protect our families from all harm. Let our Catholic community grow in the spirit of Jesus' love so that we can share the love with people, that we meet people in our family during these very challenging times. And I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So, you know, when a person starts getting around 40, not that it doesn't happen earlier, but they certainly start thinking about life. You know, what's life all about? Has my life had any meaning? How can I tell that my life is pleasing to God? Well, I have a reflection here about life, okay? And I want to share it with you, okay? It says, life is not about keeping score. It's not about how many friends you have or how accepted you are. It's not about if you have plans this weekend or if you're alone. It isn't about whom you're dating, whom you used to date, how many people you've dated, or if you haven't been with anyone at all. It isn't about whom you've kissed. It's not about sex. It isn't about who your family is, how much money they have, what kind of car you drive, or where you are sent to school. It's not about how beautiful or ugly you are, what clothes you wear, what shoes you have on, or what kind of music you listen to. It's not about if your hair is blonde, red, black, brown, or if your skin is too light or too dark. It's not about what grades you get, how smart you are, how smart everybody else thinks you are, how smart standardized tests say you are. It's not about what clubs you are in or how good you are at, quote unquote, your sport. It's not about representing your whole being on a piece of paper and seeing who will accept the written you. No, this is what life is about. Life is about whom you love and whom you hurt. It's about whom you make happy or unhappy. It's about keeping or betraying trust. It's about friendship. It's about what you say and mean. It's about what judgments you pass and why. It's about carrying inner love, letting it grow, and spreading it. But most of all, it's about using your life to touch other people's hearts in a special way. Only you can choose the way those hearts are affected. And those choices are what life is all about. It's a pretty powerful reading, isn't it? And of course, this perspective of what life is about really fits what Christian living is all about. It's all about following Jesus' commandments to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourself. Christianity is not just a theory, it's a practice. It has to do with those things about trust and love, friendship. And that's why I like to do these reflections. Because sooner or later, three questions are going to surface in every person's life, an atheist or a believer. Here's the three questions. What am I doing here? Where am I going? And does my life have any meaning? Does my life have any meaning? Well, who am I? If you're an atheist, you say you're an accident of evolution. If you're a Christian, you say I'm a beloved son or daughter of God. What am I doing here? If you're an atheist, you're just having pleasure. If you're a Christian, it's building the kingdom. And where am I going? If you're an atheist, you're going out of existence. If you're a Christian, you live that life, you go home to God. So I hope you realize how precious your life is in the gift that God has given you. So I pray that you'll have a good week, and I ask God to bless you and your family.